Welcome to the Big Fucking Feelings Podcast, a show on how to use psychology to process your emotions, train your brain, and deal with being a human. And now, me, your host, psychology major, corporate badass, and certified life coach, Michelle Kevill.
Hello everyone, I hope you are well, and if not, I got you, at least you are here. My name is Michelle Kevill, and I help high-achieving corporate women feel passionate about their job again. And I'm coming at you with a cold, so please bear with me here. I may sound a little nasally. I'm doing okay, but it's the cold I always get in winter. It's for my overseas listeners. It's winter here in Australia. It's quite cold. It doesn't really snow where I am, but it can get quite cold. Now I have a cold, and I'm really feeling it today. But we are feeling the feelings. I'm doing some, you know, self-care, taking it easy, and I did want to record a podcast episode for y'all today. And in today's episode, I'm talking about how to disappoint people and be okay with it. Because it is such a big thing for a lot of you, a lot of some of my listeners, a few of my clients. And I want to touch on how this is very subjective when it comes to disappointing people, and how ultimately, when you are always putting someone else's needs above your own, the only person you are truly disappointing is yourself. And because you likely have been so used to doing that, to like, it's like a defense mechanism for you to not disappoint others, to make everyone happy, you just keep operating in this rhythm. And you don't even notice it. It's not until like shit is literally hitting the fan, you are completely overwhelmed, that you are like, oh my God, like, and most of the time happens is you're sitting there and you're like, oh my God, this job is too much. It expects too much from me. And it's a little bit of both. Yeah, sure. Like I've talked to a whole heap of people. They have like completely different types of jobs. And some of it is you. Some of it is you feeling the need to always do more, to always take on more at the drop of a hat. And this fear of disappointing your manager, disappointing your colleagues. There's a lot of guilt and shame that really comes up with that. And for a lot of people, they don't even notice that it's happening. For a lot of you, you're sitting there, like lots of stuff is happening. Your boss is just giving you work. You're accepting it. You're taking it on because that's what you should do. And you want to help others and you want to help the team and you want to help your colleagues. And slowly but surely, you're doing it at the expense of your own like health. You're sitting there thinking, oh my God, this job is too much. It's then cutting away into like your personal time. You're burning out even further. For a lot of you, don't question this. You just feel like this is what you should do. You should always be going above and beyond. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't do that, but we should also do that and recognize when we're doing it at the expense of ourselves. And for a lot of you, you're not realizing that. You're getting stuck in this loop or trap. And there deep down is this fear of like, you're worried, you know, what will others think of you? Like that's your job as part of a team is to make people happy. And if you make your manager happy, then you get promoted, etc., yada, yada, yada. And a lot of you just take that as face value. You're not kind of questioning it and going any further. And you're blaming it on external things like the job is just too much. And you're wondering why other people are handling it better. Well, one, everyone is different, but other people are also likely communicating their boundaries. Some of them are being open and honest around what they can and can't do. And side note, if you are judging those people for being able to do that and judging them as like lazy and just, oh my God, like can't believe they can act like that, are you deep down a little bit jealous that they have the capability to do that? Just put it out there. Some of you all are going to be like, excuse me. Sometimes I get people from this episode who are like, I feel called out. And I'm like, yep, that's the point. Calling you out on your brain bullshit here. I get it. I really do get it. As a person who used to do this probably 3 years ago, it's hard. It is so incredibly hard to not want to like, I don't even know if like pleasing is the right word. Of course it makes sense that, you know, you're going to like do the work in the team. I think I've said this before, what happens a lot of the time, especially when you transition from like, you know, school and uni to work, for some people, not for everyone, is that at work and even uni and school, there's a structure to things and there's a level you can kind of handle and things are kind of set out for you. But there's always work to do at work, and you have to be the one that is communicating and being open around your capacity and what you can and can't do. And I don't think that's ever really taught. And then for years, I just went on operating like this, and I never ever communicated back on what I could or couldn't do. I just took it on, and then I set the new standard. That's the problem, which is, oh yeah, Michelle can just like do all this work and get it done like really well, and secretly I'm like burning out and dying on the inside. And I used to always say to my partner, it's just, like, I have to do this. It's the job. I blamed it on the job because that was my defense mechanism. That's the way I survived, was by like doing things to make people, not even make people happy. Like when I really went down into it deep, and it's going to be different for everyone. For me, it was just to prove that I was good enough. It was just to keep up that mask, facade, whatever you want to call it, to really get that recognition from others, you know, like helping others out where they are, etc. And I couldn't see the pattern that I was putting myself into. And then I just assumed that this was a job and then everyone else could handle it and they could do it really well and better than me. It led to me thinking that something was inherently very wrong with me and that I just wasn't cut out for corporate. But in actual fact, I just needed to communicate openly and honestly what I could and couldn't do. Or if you do have to do all the things, communicating what level you can do it at with everything you have on. Like, okay, I can do this thing, but is it going to be 100% accurate or is it going to be 50% accurate? And your brain is constantly going to blame it on something externally because this is such a deep-rooted fear for it. It is something that has been operating and protecting you for so long. And likely for a lot of you, it's going to bring up like, well, I don't want to get fired. Like, I'll get fired then, 100%. Like, I hear this all the time. That is the biggest fear. And I tell people the same thing all the time. I want you to go with your brain for a second. Go with that. If you got fired, then what would you do? And then keep going from there. Then what would you do? Keep going till the very like end, you know? And then from that end point, pick yourself up. Like, what would you do from like there? Would you, I don't know, you're at your parents' house, couch surfing, whatever, like what would your next steps be to pull yourself back out? Now, for some of you, that can sound just like, why the hell would I go all the way there? There is a real truth in going all the way there because your brain is bringing you out something that sounds like death to you. Like it literally invokes such fear. But if you actually pragmatically look at it, it's more of a logistical thing that could happen. It's not something that is going to deadbeat kill you as such. The next is to really look in deep as to where you learnt this pattern of behavior. You have a pattern of always being there for people. Like a lot of you are the most compassionate, loving people out there and like go above and beyond to help people. How did this keep you safe growing up? Because that's what it is. That's why your brain is doing it right now. And the problem is it just does not work with corporate. It doesn't because the work is never ending. You could apply it to same things. You could apply it to like your house even, right? Like if I, like I do care, but if I put my self-worth on my house like I used to my job, then oh my God, it would be never ending. I'd always constantly be like, well, this needs cleaning, this needs fixing, etc. And I know for some of you, you do that as well. It's never ending and it's never going to be enough. That's the thing. It keeps you in scarcity because scarcity is what has protected you so far, but it's what's causing this overwhelm, this burnout, this like extreme exhaustion on the weekends, which by the way, you should check out my free 4-week program, Worry-Free Weekends with me, where I'll coach you to master the skills that I have even obtained to really enjoy and be present for your weekends instead of like crying on your Sunday afternoon being like, I don't want to go back to work. Check it out, link in the show notes. But moving onwards, so then to be okay with like real deep disappointment and to actually start setting up boundaries, and like here's the thing, this is what I tell with all my clients, right? I am not saying you say no to your very, very super 3 times removed senior person on an analysis. That might be too much for you right now. But can you say no to a colleague when they're asking for help? Well, and not like say no, right? The reason I say no is because for a lot of you, it's not even actually saying no. All you're doing is communicating that this is my capacity. Please speak to so-and-so or something like that. And in your mind, that is saying no. Because in my mind years ago, that was saying no. And I used to feel so bad. You start with baby steps. You start with creating safety or for yourself to disappoint people. And that's the thing, guys. You're not actually disappointing people. Like, you would be so... How many times have you done the same thing to someone and they've had to, like, quote-unquote push back and you've just been fine about it? And they haven't even pushed back. They're just like, oh, sorry, I can't help with this because of blah, blah, blah. Speak to so-and-so. Do you care? Really? You're just like, oh, yeah, they got a lot going on. Like, seriously, but you were so afraid to do it for yourself and you think, like, my God, what are they thinking? Like, they're going to be so disappointed with me. And I was like, no, they're not actually that obsessed with you. I don't mean that in a mean way, but we humans are so self-centered because, of course, we want to keep ourselves alive. And we think that other people are thinking about us so much more than we actually think. And they're not. They're actually just thinking about themselves. Think about how much you think about yourself all the time, especially if you're like overwhelmed and anxious and like freaking out all the time about work. You're thinking about you in this scenario. Guess what? So many other people at work are doing the same fucking thing and just thinking about themselves. We're all just thinking about ourselves freaking the fuck out. It's fine. I guarantee you they're not judging you. And if they are judging you, that's okay. It's not your job to change their mind. Or some of you are going to be like, what? I've said this to clients and they've literally just been like, hey, hang on a minute. I am feeling very called out right now. It's okay. People are allowed to be disappointed with you. And sometimes it's good that people, managers, etc. are disappointed in you. And it's actually better for them. It is so much better for any company when you are communicating your boundaries, when you are being open, when they are being disappointed, because then what happens is you start to produce even better quality work. That is what happened to me in the early days. I had to disappoint people. I did not like it, did not enjoy it. But when I disappointed people and I slowed the fuck down, I started to learn a whole heap really quickly. And I started to get some really good ideas and really good ways to change like processes, etc. And I got promoted 2 times in a year. Like, it's like, obviously that's, you know, everyone's situation is different. But the reason I say that is that would have never happened if I didn't at the start let people be disappointed and just be open and honest with where I was at. And here's the thing, that requires a level of vulnerability and people are too fucking scared to do that at work because they think they need to be stoic and there all the time and these calculated robots that just like show up. And that's not true. That is not true at all. And that's not to say that people won't get disappointed with you. That's not to say, because I know there'll be some of you right now listening, it's like, oh my God, you're living in a fairyland. Every corporation is different, but do you want to really keep living this way? Is this how you really want to live? Of course it's going to feel scary to do this. That's why I'm saying test the waters and start off slowly. Start off with little things. And what you're saying isn't actually saying no. This took me years to learn. I was never saying no. I've probably never said no in my life at work. I've just been open and honest with what's happening and been like, hey, this needs to shift, etc. And it is so funny because every now and again, I get someone like on TikTok who's like, as if you don't know how to do that. And I'm like, there are people who don't know how to do that, my guy. Like, there are a lot of people that don't know how to do that. They're typically being socialized as women. Like, they have been told their whole lives that you have to please and make other people happy. If you're doing it at home with your husband and your kids, you're very likely doing it at work as well. I told you guys, I told you a few episodes ago, this is the new Michelle. I call you out on your brain bullshit. I'm going to give you the same metaphor that I've been giving so many of my clients. I think I talked about it in a few episodes ago. When it comes to work, what you're doing is when you're not communicating your boundaries, you're not being open, etc., or vulnerable, whatever you want to call it, you are letting people pile on these invisible shopping bags and you are carrying them around with you. And then what's happening is people are seeing you. They're like, she's got no shopping bags or anything like that because they're invisible. Just go with my metaphor here. And they're like, hey, here's another shopping bag and you're just taking it on. And then you would just have like 20,000 shopping bags, like not actually 20,000, but you know what I mean. And then what's happening is you're showing up at work with these shopping bags, so stoic, handling it, doing it amazingly. But then you're going home and crying, dropping these shopping bags, being like, oh my God, I have too many shopping bags. You're not making it visible to other people, the shopping bags that you have. You're not saying that actually I have like 10 on like 5 on each arm right now. I can swap one around if you want, or I can like quickly put these down now and take them up. You kind of get where I'm going with this, right? With the metaphor here. Like, you need to be able to be doing that. And it's such an important skill that I feel is lacking for everyone, but especially women, especially people who were, they were the goody two shoes. They were the ones who did so well at school, that got all the straight A's, that like just did well. And I was that kid. I wasn't necessarily getting straight A's, but teachers loved me. I did all the homework. I never got in detention. I got on one group detention once. Like, I was just like, I just do the work and go through life, whatever. Like, go to corporate. It's not like school or university. And like, so many people are going throughout their career for years. I'm talking like even decades operating like this and not even realizing it. And it's just killing you. And it's stopping you from producing even better quality work, which I know for some of you listening are like, what the hell? What do you mean? And you should listen to some of my previous episodes where I talk about this. I think it's how to do more in less time without losing your shit. I talk about it a little bit there. It is crazy when you slow down, you actually absorb information and you learn new things and you let yourself slow down, how much faster you can run. Because you can't be running a marathon with 20 shopping bags. Maybe you could with one, and then you get stronger over time and then you can carry more shopping bags. I'm really going with like a strength shopping bag metaphor here. That is what I like to do with this. So the next time this happens, before I touch on that as well, before I touch on my cover of like everything you need to do now, you really need to be okay with disappointing people. Because here's the thing, you will never know if you disappointed them when you say no. But you need to allow those feelings to be there. You need to allow the guilt, the shame, the fear to all come up. You need to notice those physical sensations in your body. You must do that. That is so important. You need to get used to those feelings. What's happening is you've been operating in this defense mechanism for so long to avoid those feelings. You need to get used to them. So you take baby steps, right? You might say no to a colleague or something like that, and you work your way up. That is what you do. This is why I have my podcast, because feelings are the most important part of this. And so many of you skip over this. And I get it. I do too sometimes. But it's the reason why I started this podcast, how to deal with big fucking feelings. Because a lot of you, especially those who are more advanced and really are into the coaching concepts that I teach, y'all aren't doing this enough. Calling you out. To be fair, I'm calling myself out because I do this as well myself. I get it. It's one of those things where, I'm sorry, but you can't outthink the human experience. No amount of coaching is going to get rid of bad experiences that happen to you. It's not going to get rid of fear, shame, or guilt. But what it is going to do is teach you how to navigate them without you crying in the corner, completely losing your shit. You're going to not react to those bad emotions. You're going to let them move through you, so that you can move on and you can keep going and you can get to those good parts again. But when you're just resisting the human experience, which is just life and emotions, it just makes it a whole ton worse. And trust me, as a person who used to always do this and then freaking out, like really check out embracing the emotional roller coaster, how to not be okay with being okay, because I talked to you in depth about this and what like recently happened to me like emotionally and how it really is just not reacting to when you feel shit and just accepting the fact that you feel shit. Like, I could make my cold right now 1,000 times worse. I could ruminate on how, because I did. I had so much more things that I wanted to do today when it comes to my business. And also, like, I have wedding stuff to plan as well. If you didn't know, I'm getting married. And it's not going to happen exactly how I planned it. And I'm just not finding it. I'm like, I'm sick. My body's sick. It is what it is. That's life. Okay. We'll just do what we can. And what I wanted to do, and the main thing, was get a podcast episode out, write some posts, a little bit of admin, and just fucking sit in front of the TV. And I can sit there and make the experience shit myself and berate myself and tell myself, oh, I'm such a bad person. I should be doing more, etc. Like you likely do when you sometimes have had to say no. Or guess what? This is what I mean when I say at the end of the day, you'll always be disappointing yourself. Here are your options. You say yes to the thing and then you vent and complain about it around how you can't hate your job and you can't do it. Or you say no to the thing and then you vent and complain and you feel emotional and guilty and anxious and freak out about it. Either way, at the start, you're going to feel like shit. So at least do the one where it's not, you're not disappointing yourself. You just have to deal with some bad emotions. That's all. Choose that option. If both options are shit, choose the lesser shit option is what I'm saying here. Guys, that is all I have time for today. I hope you have a lovely day, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Hey, are you feeling super overwhelmed on the weekend? You just cannot stop thinking about work, and you really wish there was an off button. Well, you should sign up for my 5-day challenge. How to disconnect from work and enjoy your weekend again in a way that actually works for you, not against you. Doom scrolling on social media or binging Netflix, that's a thing of the past. I'm going to teach you a secret that I only share with my one-on-one clients that I'll be sharing for free in this challenge. Over the next 5 days, we're going to go through why you keep worrying, how to handle the top 3 most common weekend worries, and a step-by-step guide on how to get you out of anxiety and back into calm so you can truly enjoy your time off. Link is in the show notes below to sign up. We start on Wednesday, the 22nd of November. I'll see you there.